God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
It's Super Bowl week, which brings out a lot of fun stories. There's all the shenanigans of Super Bowl Media Day. You get those teasers for – you get the commercials for the Super Bowl commercials that are going to be happening during the actual game, which is going to be way better than the game this year that I'm going to be watching for the commercials, not the game, hashtag like not my Super Bowl. Hashtag not my Super Bowl.
Someone's angry.
But this is really interesting. I don't know if you saw this. It's actually out of last week, but Tostitos is trying to help people not drink and drive on Super Bowl Sunday. And Tostitos has launched these special bags of chips where once the bag is empty, you can use them as a breathalyzer. You breathe into the bag. And I think you have to have the lights turned off because I think it's a glow-in-the-dark thing.
Mm.
You breathe into the bag, and if the bag has a green circle appear on it, then you're good. You can drive. If the bag has a red circle on it, you're not supposed to drive. I have no idea. It just says that there are micro or with mini sensors that are able to detect the alcohol in the breath of the holder.
Now, two things I'll say to this. Okay. One, I imagine those probably cost like $10 or $15 is what they're not telling you. And two, if you have to blow into a chip bag to know if you're good enough to drive, you're not good enough to drive.
Well, there's actually a great joke about that I was going to mention in a second. But one other thing that happens, this is actually pretty cool on Tostitos' part. I don't know if this whole theory is going to work. But something else that's cool about this is that if the bag turns red, if it determines that you're not safe to drive, it will also reveal a $10 Uber discount, like promo code, that you can use to get home. $10 discount on Uber.
That's different.
So that's kind of interesting. But the best reaction to this was actually from the official Twitter account of the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department. And they said, if you have to blow into a Tostitos bag to know if you're intoxicated, for the love of all that is holy, do not drive.
Exactly.
And that tweet got 81,000 retweets.
Oh, man.
And 140,000 likes.
That's something.
Including one from yours truly, because that's hilarious. But anyway, I'm picking up one of those bags. I'm not even sure if I'm going to drink for the Super Bowl, but you better believe that I want to test one of those things out.
Just to see if it actually works or not?
Yeah.
Well, might as well. All right, I have a couple that are both Twitter-related. One, this is a Indianapolis Star reporter, Zach Kiefer, who tweeted probably one of the most bizarre questions that someone asked for Super Bowl Media Day. He did not say either of the personnel involved. He just said, a reporter asked a Falcons player, is this a must-win on Sunday? The answer was blank stare.
Yeah, someone did that with Tito Francona in the press conference before Game 7 of the World Series. And it was actually, I mean, you could tell by the tone of the reporter's voice that it was a joke. And Francona laughed really hard at that question. But it has kind of jumped the shark a little bit for situations like this for reporters to try to be funny and ask if a game is a must win, because that's kind of a disagreement that reporters and coaches have a lot of times. Reporters will ask, well, is this a must-win game? Coaches will respond saying, you know, what's going to happen if we don't? Like, the sun will come up tomorrow, life will go on. Something else that perked my attention from over the weekend, for some reason, Snoop Dogg performed at the NHL All-Star Game. Figure that one out for me. Snoop Dogg at the NHL All-Star Game. And for some reason, NBCSN, the TV channel NBCSN, decided, you know what? I don't think there's any downside to airing Snoop Dogg live on national TV. Well, it went about as you would expect for it to go. Snoop Dogg did incorporate some swearing into his performance. I wouldn't totally say music. I would say performance. And, of course, it went out over the airwaves on NBCSN to add more, a little bit more color than maybe the children at home were expecting. But did you happen to see that clip?
Actually, yes, I did see this. I saw the uncensored version of it.
How bad was it? Because I didn't see the video. I just saw people tweeting about it. But
I saw about 15 seconds and one F-bomb, one other thing that shouldn't have definitely not made it on TV, and what? I just kind of stopped caring at that point.
What do you expect? You booked Snoop Dogg for an event that he is way too famous to actually be performing at.
Yeah.
So he's not going to take it seriously.
Of course not.
They probably told him, hey, don't swear. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
All right. Do better.
I have one more here. This one was over the weekend, but definitely a good one here. So a Ohio State recruit went on his official recruiting visit to Columbus, and during his time, he tweeted, all caps, OSU players do so much drugs.
What?
And even better, apparently somehow that tipped off Columbus police, and he himself ended up getting arrested for possession of marijuana.
Oh, my goodness.
So, he said that Ohio State players do so much drugs and then promptly got arrested for doing drugs, and no word on whether he'll be attending Ohio State next year or not.
Man, that's... You sure he wasn't lost? You sure he wasn't supposed to be visiting Miami? Or is Miami a clean program now?
I would not put anything past Miami even now, but
I really just did that joke for John listening on the other end.
It says Ohio State, so I'm just going to go with that.
we are going to hand things off to John Kurtz and Brady Bowman out at Topeka West High School for MHS basketball tonight. Really appreciate our guests for joining us on the show, Cole Manbeck and Dane Brugler. I'm not going to be on tomorrow because it is the PowerCat Game Day recruiting special at 3 o'clock. Make sure you tune in for that. For Brendan, I'm Tyler. We'll talk to you later.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN.